Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share, and I know we were talking about this before, and we've talked about it much, but we're talking about the third great awakening that we're believing for. We know mm-hmm. that it takes the breaking up of hard ground and the soil. Mm-hmm. But you know, we need to preach gospel. You know, once the hard ground has been broken up, right? I mean, we need the seed of the gospel.
That's right.
And right now, I mean, the greatest message, the greatest task of the church at hand is the Great Commission. I mean, things haven't changed since Jesus last spoke those words. You know,
no.
Talk about famous last words. He tells his disciples in Matthew 28:18, you know, all authority in heaven has been given to him on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, listen, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And oftentimes when you hear about the Great Commission, you're either going to fall in two groups. Right?
Right, right.
One is that I have never heard this before. What is that?
Yeah.
Or maybe we've heard it so much that it just washes right over us, bounces right off of us, mm-hmm. and says, oh, yeah, that thing Jesus told those disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that thing for the evangelist to do. That,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But it just doesn't ever seem to land.
All right. It's a good sign that your heart's been hardened.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Listen, for this third great awakening, it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us to be in the harvest fields, sharing the good news and doing and fulfilling what Jesus Christ already told us. Listen, he says, all authority I've been given. I'm, you know, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and go. And when you think about this task, you think about a commissioning, you know, commissioning is a mission. We've been commissioned for this.
That's right.
Talk about, you know, does the church have a purpose? You know, this is your purpose. And we've been equipped with everything we need. I mean, God's given us his word. He's given us prayer, the ability to communicate and connect and talk with God.
That's right.
I mean, he who kneels before God can stand up to anybody or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have an open door policy with the Lord. You have the authority that God's given us. You have the precious Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus. We have faith. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. God mm-hmm. never calls us to a task that he doesn't prepare us for, or mm-hmm. that he doesn't enable us to do as we rely and trust upon him.
Right.
But when you think about it, there's people's souls that lie in the balance. You know, every day people are dying, every single day. And at the end of the day, we got to ask ourselves, you know, where are they going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are they going? And I'm afraid that at large, the church at large has allowed the world, pop culture, and society to basically paint the picture, if you will. They've mm-hmm. allowed society, the Hollywood and pop culture and what's happening in the world out there to define or the image of sin and what hell's really like.
Mm-hmm.
We've said this before, but so many times right now people are calling what's good evil,
mm-hmm.
and they're calling evil
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's just a twisting. It's a perversion, if you will. You know, it's just like, are you for real? You've got movies out there talking about hell, like Hellboy,
yeah,
you know, Drag Me to Hell,
mm-hmm.
6 Degrees of Hell, Hell and Back Again. And you're thinking, what?
Right.
What? And then we wonder why there isn't a fear of God. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, then our kids are growing up and they're seeing all these movies and they're hearing about them in school. And it's like, start to question, you know, what is there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what really is sin? What? My goodness, we have to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You think of the music that's out there, and just listen to it. And remember, this is to VFN. We're talking to the church. We're talking about being prepared, but we're looking. You know, we're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world.
Right.
and what's happening out there can affect us as well. You know, we just got to be aware of it. Music and pop culture today. You know, remember when they were singing about Hotel California? Mm-hmm. That's all the Eagles, you know, could this be heaven? Could this be hell? I was like, what? You know, there's a lyric, there's a term mm-hmm. in there, you know. AC/DC wrote a song, Highway to Hell. Nirvana, wow. Lake of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it and you say, wow, people are talking about hell as if it's like no big deal.
Right. Like some vacation spot or something.
Right. Someone went on a cruise somewhere, and I forgot who it was, and they were telling me about that there's a place somewhere, I forget where it is, where on the cruise ship you can go to a place, a territory, like one of the destinations, and it's hell. It's like they call it hell, and they have like little demons or something, and people take pictures with it. It's just like,
oh, wow.
Just commonplace. Like, it's no big deal, you know?
Hmm.
And let me tell you, according to George Barna in his recent study, he did a study which is fairly, not, you know, not fairly old. It's 2003, less than, you know, a little 10 years, 11 years old.
Hmm.
At that time, 71% of Americans believe that a place like hell exists.
Mm-hmm.
71%. But according to that same study, most Americans don't expect to go to hell. In fact, just 0.5% expect to go to hell one day. Just 0.5%.
Wow.
So although there's a belief that it exists,
right.
I ain't going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, someone else is going.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to share the gospel, if we're going to do the task the Lord's called us to, this labor of love, this commission, the mission of our life is to share the love of God. The love of God only makes sense on the backdrop of what is to come if we don't accept them, if we don't share the word.
Right.
You know, maybe, you know, VFM Radio is for those that are prodigals and those that are being drawn to the Lord. Maybe you're being drawn to the Lord and you're hearing about, you know, you've been tuned in and you're listening. Well, what's all that about? Let me tell you something. Hell is real.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is real. And the study goes on to say that one of the intriguing findings from the research is that education and income are negatively correlated with the belief in heaven and hell. And in other words, the more education a person gets, the more income they earn, the less likely they are to believe that heaven or hell exists. Mm. While most high-income households and college graduates maintain belief in heaven and hell, the findings reinforce the popular notion, and indeed Jesus' teaching, that people of economic means and those with considerable education struggle to embrace biblical teachings on such matters.
Mm.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting that we've come to a place where we can start trusting in our finances, we can start trusting in our education.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we know something. We got edumacated. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, right.
Oh, okay, so you went to college. Okay. You know, if you talk to most people, they don't remember what they learned in them 4 years in college. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, exactly.
It's impossible to remember all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just prepares you for the next. Not shortchanging education, but it sure ain't God. You can't elevate it to the place of it's everything, because
mm-mm.
What's the point of, you know, we hear this in the scriptures. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yet forfeit his own soul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does it profit to have degrees and riches and wealth and resources if in the end you lose your soul?
That's right.
You know, have you ever noticed that you never see a U-Haul behind a Hearst?
Right.
You can't take any of this stuff with you.
Uh-uh.
You can't take any of this stuff with you. The only thing you can take with you are souls, right? All you can take is...
That's right.
And so this is important. It's important. And there's not many paths to heaven. I mean, it's not politically correct. But the question is, did God call us to be politically correct or biblically correct?
Right.
You can't be both. We got to choose. I say we choose the side of biblically correct, but Jesus makes these amazing claims. He says, Jesus says, I am the, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
That's right.
He doesn't say he is a way.
Yeah.
I am many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. He says, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
The way. And what's interesting about this study, and this is George Barnes doing, who's doing this research, this is his ministry. He says, many committed born-again Christians believe that people have multiple options for gaining entry into heaven. They're saying, in essence, personally, I am trusting Jesus Christ as a means of gaining God's permanent favor and a place in heaven, but someone else can get to heaven based upon living an exemplary life. Millions of Americans have redefined the grace to mean redefined grace to mean that God is so eager to save people from hell that he will change his nature and universal principles for their individual benefit. It is astounding how many people develop their faith according to their feelings or cultural assumptions rather than biblical teachings. And that's George Barna.
Hmm.
And it goes to figure, I mean, if 19% of all believers are actually reading the Bibles for themselves, you can see how this false idea, this false doctrine, this can actually settle in someone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jesus says it plainly and clearly in the gospel that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but through him.
That's right.
And you know, think of the boldness of Jesus. I mean, this he's saying, I am the door, the door. And what separates Christianity from every other religion on the face of the earth and Jesus is that every religion on the face of the earth has man trying to do something to earn their right standing with God.
Right. All about works.
All about works. Anything they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're praying, good works, righteous deeds, all this type of stuff, and they can earn their entrance.
Right.
Well, Jesus says, listen, your best works, the best things that you could ever do is like filthy rags.
That's right.
Isn't it better that you just accept my righteousness, my good deeds?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right, his work.
What do you think? Isn't it better just to accept what the Lord has done? I mean, there's nothing that we can do. Nothing we can do. Oftentimes people look at the Ten Commandments. If you don't know any better, you look at the Ten Commandments as how can I measure up? Oh, yeah, I've checked that, did that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? The Ten Commandments, the Bible tells us, is a schoolmaster that points us to Christ. Mm-hmm. It's there to show us that, you know what? I don't measure up no matter how much I try and I'm trying to obey God's law and God's word. I still fall short. And the Bible tells us that if we've broken just one of the Ten Commandments, just one, we're guilty of breaking them all.
Wow.
And so, well, you know, why are we taking the time to talk about this? Because foundation is so important. You know, foundation is so important. And I know we're coming close to the end of this extra hour, and maybe this is a topic that we will pick up in the coming, you know, days. But I'm telling you, we're talking about a third great awakening when 71% of Americans actually think that hell exists, but only half of 1% believe they're going to. Who's going to go there?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about honoring God. We can't shake our fist at the Lord. I mean, Billy Graham said that if God doesn't deal and judge with America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's right.
But how could God deal with America? He just has to first deal with the church before he even gets to America.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
And so, let me tell you something. Acts 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. It's clear. It's clear. And here's the thing. you know, God doesn't want anyone to perish, but he wants them to come to everlasting life. And so I know we had a chance to listen to a little teaching on hell, but the Bible talks about hell, you know, three words translated to hell: Gehenna, Hades, Sheol. Mm-hmm. But the wickedness of hell.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that most people actually take the time to even possibly think of that reality? Is that something they just...
There's something that's probably furthest in their mind. They don't even think about it. You know, and you know, to go back to what you're talking about earlier, is that, you know, the fact of it is that society is dumbing down hell.
Yeah.
You know, the reality of it, you know, they make it look like you're saying, they make it look good, or even that you can conquer it in your flesh. You know, you've got so many movies and video games out there that, you know, that talk about or promote, you know, some hero that goes in and defeats the devil, you know, in their flesh, when the only one who
could.
Yeah, right. As if you could, but the only one who did it was Jesus.
That's right. That's right. That's so good.
You know, and our children are just, you know, all these video games, you know, they're just, you know, they're numbing them. You know, they're making them numb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And think about it. The world, you know, everyone's tries to glorify every backdrop of a movie. These movies have good and evil, good and evil, good and evil.
Right. Oh, yeah, even superhero demons, you know. I mean, you know, that Ghost Rider or whatever, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And so what happens is there's a lack of truth, and at the end of the day, when people are passing away, they don't know, you know. You gotta know. You gotta know what's real.
That's right.
You gotta know what's real. We're just beginning this conversation. We're just beginning this conversation. We want to talk more about it in the coming days, but we have to know the truth. Jesus says, "If you look, the truth will set you free, but it's the truth that you know that will set you free."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to know the truth. And you got to know that hell is real and that there's scriptural foundation for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a misconception that hell is a place that maybe you just go to eternal sleep, that you just, you know, you sleep to, you
right.
know.
You just go to sleep, never wake up again.
Right. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, guess what? You're telling me that Hitler, who killed 6 million Jews, is sitting somewhere sleeping?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't think so. I don't think so, but it's not important what I think. It's important what the Bible teaches and Jesus says. I mean, you look at the rich young, the rich man who was down in Luke 16, and he's begging to Abraham to, you know, can you send Lazarus over here to dip me with some water?
Right.
You know, he's in agony. He's in torment, and he has all this remorse, and he's wishing that people can go back and talk to his family members.
Right.
I don't think that he was asleep.
Right.
He was very conscious of the eternal punishment.
Right.
And as we take time, like I said, in the coming days to talk about it, this conversation more, we really want to delve into it and really get a good glimpse of reality. One, so that we can know the truth. We can shore up our truth, but also, so in these last days, as we are sharing the gospel and sharing the love of God, we can continue to warn others and help them out.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.